success. O'Malley, thank you for that piece of music. Yeah, thank you indeed for that. Oh boy, it's a wet morning, very wet morning in the city of Lagos. Mm. Like the ground is totally wet.
Some people are drenched already.
And I mean, those who have been saying that, you know, the mouth is dried, everywhere dry, no money. It's wet now, everywhere is wet now, so please, no excuses.
Well, what kind of wet are you talking about?
I don't know the wet.
Is water.
Is the ground wet or not right now?
The ground,
is it wet or not in Lagos?
It is wet.
Is it wet? It's wet, right?
Yeah.
So no more excuses, right?
That does not mean that, I mean, the person saying or whoever says the mouth is dry, the ground is dry. You should understand what that meant.
I have heard segments like wet ground. God has answered the prayer right now. So what we should be doing is celebrating.
I can't believe you. The grounds, I mean, flooded here and there, and we should give God the glory. And, you know, talking about flood, this is why during the dry season, it is important that we clear the drainage.
Mm-hmm.
It is important. A lot of people don't do that. In fact, it's a very bad habit that I think a lot of citizens, Nigerians, we do, which is to pour debt into the drainage. And it becomes clogged.
Yeah.
And the effect of that is the flood whenever it rains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing. And there's so many practices whenever it rains everywhere, especially in places where you have limited facilities, especially common public facilities to cater for the immediate needs of the people, like Lagos, where there's a deficit of facilities, public facilities, and even in places, areas where people stay. There's so many habits. One of them is blocking the drainage with wastes. And then when it rains, now the water moves into the streets or, you know, floods some areas that are not supposed to be flooded. And why we should take even more important, Andrea, is the fact that we live on an island and we get to fail to understand that Lagos is an island. I mean, you're surrounded by water. So that means whenever it rains, there is no argument. There's nothing like there won't be flood. It will flood. So there'll be water on the ground, will be wet, like I said. So, taking seriously these practices, seriously not engaging in such practices of like, you know, dumping refuse in the drainage or unleashing your sock away when it rains and stuff like that.
Too bad. Will be
a good way to start. I know someone is doing it right now and someone is watching the person doing it and the person says, Collins, I can see someone. I wish I could take a picture. But that's exactly what happens most times when it rains.
You can call us and tell us what's happening around your area. If someone is throwing dirt into the drainage or into this flood right now, you can tell us, report that individual right now.
That's right. But you know, the thing is, no bad thing will thrive if there are no people who support it. At the end of the day, you know, people actually have allowed it and they supported it excuse of the government has failed us, so what's there? It goes back to the government's table. But hi, guys. We'd like to know, is your area flooded right now? Are you breathing? Is the ground wet? You know what I mean? Not the kind of wet you always think about. This wet now is literally wet in your neighborhood. Let's know how you're faring this morning.
Yes, right. 0700-993-993-993. It is a ritual that we come here every weekday to hear from you, to be excited with you, to know how you're doing. And remember to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And as usual, we'll be here to scream back at you. Cheers to life.
Great, fantastic. I was expecting Andrea to give you maybe a tip or two on how you should keep yourself warm.
We say that all the time. Whenever it rains. I don't think there's anything new. No, it's okay. The regular. You get yourself something
hot.
Yeah.
All right.
Try to make yourself warm. I saw someone. In fact, I just felt bad for her.
Okay.
So she was on the bike. You know, it's been raining in cat and dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that she wasn't able to get a car or something, she got caught up by the rain. So she was on this bike and she was fully drenched.
Hmm.
fully drenched. You know how drenched that, you know, your inner, your inner is also wet. I felt so bad. Someone like her, she could catch a cold.
You know, now that you mentioned this, really sad to hear. Now that you mentioned this, do you know what the Goshians naturally go through when it rains, especially unexpectedly?
Especially those who even sell. And at the end of the day, you'd be like, they're hustling for their ends meet. You know, they're hustling. And you see them putting on that stuff you call raincoats, that
nylon coat.
Yeah, it doesn't even help them to feel warm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help. It might not get you wet on the inside, but it still gets you wet. So what's the point putting that on?
And you see
these people on the rain for hours trying to sell their stuff and, you know, putting their life or their health at risk.
And how about those ones, you know, stuck in the bus stop, you know, right now, waiting because it's as if so many things happen at the same time whenever it rains. We are never ready.
Yeah.
We do not have a proactive mechanism put in place to, you know, reduce the hardship Lagosians go through whenever it rains in Lagos.
So what are you suggesting?
Even after how many years? My suggestion, first of all, my heart goes out to all of those who are out there right
stuck
now.
Stuck under the rain.
You're probably not listening to us, but I mean, someone could tell you that we talked about it.
The techies care about you.
Yeah, and especially
care about
when
you.
I in the market. Or you're at the bus stop right now and almost begging every single car you see. That is when you now appreciate, you know, if your car is, let me use Chris's.
Jalopy.
Whether it's Jalopy or it's Moto. As far as you can move. That's when
you appreciate it.
No. You know, that's why when I see people farm, like, especially when it's not raining, they're at the bus stop and then, you know, that. You know that people are waiting for private cars, clandestine operators, transport operators, that's what I'll call them. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for those people who are illegally helping people and also collecting money from them through transportation.
Mm.
And then you see they look for a car, okay, are you going? When the bus comes, they just ignore the bus. Nah, I don't want. Right now, when it's raining, you wish that a bus that is leaking. A leaking bus. You wish for a leaking bus.
Oh,
we know.
My God.
We know these things happen. And I don't know what to say, but
I also want to chip in. Umbrella is now expensive.
Umbrellas. You know, it's rainy season, actually.
Very expensive. So you wonder why, you know, you were saying that you don't have, like, proactive, you know, mechanism when it comes to being under the rain and all of that stuff. So I just thought, okay, we all should have umbrellas, right?
Not just,
umbrellas. Or raincoats.
Raincoats and rain boots.
How about people that cannot put on raincoats or rain boots?
Cannot put on.
Yeah.
And pin them what? They can't put on, they can't buy. They can't afford.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking for myself.
You will put on raincoat.
Maybe I'm thinking for myself.
It's beautiful.
I know it is, right? But there are times I don't want to, you know. I feel like it's anyway, don't mind me. So umbrellas are good, but
raincoat. If breeze blow the umbrella.
But are raincoats readily available?
They're available in the market.
Just, in any market?
They're in the market.
How cheap are they?
I swear, today, after the show, I'll go to the market. I'll look for rain boots. You know rain boots, the one that you can, you know.
Rain boots and raincoats.
That's what you need right now.
How cheap or expensive are they?
Okay. How wet do you want to get?
Okay.
How wet? Right now, if you're coming to Victoria Island, you're coming to Ikoyi, you're going to Lekki right now, and you don't have rain boots and raincoats, even if you're driving, except if you drive your car into where you're going to, which is almost impossible.
Yeah.
You might need to consider that because the ground is wet, like we said.
The ground is wet. It's not dry like sand.
In the desert.
In the desert. It is wet like the ocean.
Oh my, oh my.
In Atlantic.
All right, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Andrea. What did I say?
You're such a crazy co-host, I'm telling you. Those are my words, man.
Those are my words. Man.
Man again. Like that's my man.
That's my man too.
Anyways, guys, we are ready to hear from you now. For wherever you are listening to us this morning, we're the techers, and we're ready to listen to you, how you're faring this morning. Call the radio station. Scream.
What's up, Lagos?
Woo. And when we say yes, yes,
cheers to life.
That's because we're celebrating life irrespective of whether it's raining, it's sunny, it's whatever. So you call us now. Let's know how you're coping Someone is calling us from Alausa, Ikeja, Lagos, Lani. Nigeria. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Lani.
W-U-L, yes. How's it going?
Yeah, great. It's okay.
Welcome.
Yes. I was just calling. Oh, you guys have done it again. Put a smile on my face. Thank you.
Aww.
Stop. But I was just calling. When you said rain, I was like, what, where?
Really?
Because I'm in Alausa currently.
Okay.
It's dry. So I can send all that dryness your way. Yes, absolutely dry. Not a drizzle.
Wow.
Oh, you guys should enjoy your rain.
No, don't worry, it's coming. Hey, don't worry.
It's coming your way.
No.
It is coming.
I just want to stay at that
site. Showers of blessing. We are sending some to you. Oh my, thank you so much for letting us know.
Wow.
You know, for a minute I thought it was just raining
general.
All around. Because the rain here is like,
it's cat and dogs, my brother and my sister. It's raining cat, dogs, elephants, if you like, lions. It is raining and, you know, flooded in some areas as well. So, wow, Alausa is dry, like sand in the desert.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Man.
I can't believe it.
This is where people will be like, Shabi, you want to stay on island? Okay. It's your island, man. But guys, we just want to know how you're doing, really. And now we know it's not raining in the mainland.
No, well, maybe in some part. We only know in Alausa it's not raining. So if it's not raining in your area, do let us know as well. What's the weather like? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let us know.
0700-993-993-993. Yes!
Chester Live! Welcome.
Live. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been hearing this rain is falling for rain, so I've been looking for it too. I don't understand.
I left
my house, Ayobo. Where I'm working at Shopee right now.
Okay.
All true. It's just sunny. I've been hearing in front, right from when Mimo was saying it was raining, I was surprised. I looked at the weather, everywhere is sunny.
Did you say sunny?
I'm now saying, I'm telling you, it's sunny, yeah.
Well, this is disparity.
This is inequality.
It's coming in now. Incoming rain.
It's coming to you.
Thank you. Success.
All right, let's hear from Success. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, I can't believe what I saw. It's just not up to 2 minutes.
Okay.
I just left my house. I stay in where we call Olokanla bus stop, towards LBS, that is Lagos Business School.
Okay.
There was snowing, everywhere was sun in my place. Listen to Aja, everywhere is flooding.
Wow.
I can't believe it. No motor can pass where I'm passing and by the way. The road is over flooded with water.
Wow.
Flooded. I can't believe that.
But it was dry like sand in the desert in your area.
Hold up now.
Wow.
It's not more than 12 poles from Olokanla to Aja, not up to 12 poles.
Oh, wow.
My play was strong, no rain, but getting to Aja, by the way now. My God, it's over flooded.
Wow.
It's much here.
All right, Success, thank you. Could this be what?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Is it July? Was it written anywhere that the world will end? Or Judgment Day is close?
Okay. It's actually sunny, like hot sun in Yenopaja. And that's what Emmanuel is saying.
Wow. Okay. So, okay. It's just it happens most times. All right. I've seen this situation where we are playing soccer. The pitch will be divided into two.
On
one side is raining, on this side is not raining.
Mm.
So, the guys playing on that side just moved to this side. It has happened before.
Wow.
I don't know if there's any scientific explanation of that, but the way they're describing this one, like what the guy said about moving from LBS, just towards LBS down to Aja, it was dry, and then it gets to Aja, it's flooded. That's what the situation is like right now. Mm. But now that you know, if you're coming to our area, remember, to put have a raincoat or something on. Let's
I'll
wait
have
and
an
see.
Umbrella.
Maybe the rain, like you said, is coming gradually.
Yeah, it moves. It's moving
to those other areas.
From area to area. So if you are happy now, thinking that it's dry here. Like what?
Like sound in the desert.
I'm sorry. It might just come closer, so you know, don't get too excited.
Yeah, but the thing is, at the end of the day, sometimes you wonder what people really want. So people right now be happy that it's raining.
Yeah.
That this rain is not...
Especially those who are working from home or those who probably work during the evenings.
Even business people. Do you know that some businesses that whenever it rains, they make more money?
That's true, though.
Transportation right now, they can decide to increase the price.
That's right.
All right, we have Pauline on the line from Festac. Hello, good morning, Pauline. What's up, Lagos?
Honey, what's up, Lagos? First time caller.
Woo! Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, you made it.
Yes, I'm ready today.
You're welcome,
There's
welcome.
No rain in Festac, no rain in
Yoshe.
Festac.
Wow. Yoshe, it looks like it's
everywhere is dry.
Like so.
It's my
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying you guys.
Oh,
you
my God.
You guys are lovely. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
We love you too. Okay, more calls coming in, Lagos. We're just taking a trip across Eko to find out what's going on in your neighborhood. We just realized that it's raining heavily in some areas and it's dry.
Like a, like a song in the desert.
Oh, man. I swear, that guy should be arrested.
Oh, goodness.
For bringing so much laughter in the lives of people. And that's Apostle Kemeru and his team.
And his team. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Damilola, good to have
you. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
You should be arrested.
Chance to life.
Arrest me.
What was that?
Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's actually cold here, though.
Where?
In Lekki. Lekki.
It's cold.
Lekki. Oh, it's
so
raining.
In Ologolo, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we are the wet. We are the wet ones.
Abio, don't mind us.
Hope the road is not flooded.
What you said, though, like playing football, and one side is wet and the other is. You know, there's one time I was going to Ojota, and I'm coming from Ojo-Elegba. So getting to, you know, that bridge at Maryland.
Yeah.
That tunnel, that dark tunnel.
Yes, that's right.
So there's this trailer full of flowers.
Okay.
Uncovered. Getting to the other side is fucking raining. Sorry for using that.
No, you can't use that.
You can't use that.
Sorry.
Okay.
As in, the rain was heavy.
Hmm.
They didn't have to park and, you know, but before they could do that, half of the flower was in bad there. Wow. Wow.
Umashu.
Thank you, Dami Lola. Mary is also calling for me, Kenja, right now. Before
Hi, Mary.
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, my.
What? Yes. Oh, Mary! Cheers to life, Mary! Wow!
Welcome.
Love you guys.
We love you too.
I love you guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Just like your madam said, rain is coming. Ikeja is very dry, but I'm getting close to the now. It's looking cloudy.
Okay.
And it's coming down soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's turn by turn. Showers of blessing coming your way.
Turn by turn.
Oh, my.
How
are you guys doing? Great. How are you two?
Greet you. I see you every day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you. She's a first time caller, Mary, with a lot of excitement. With the What's Up Lagos that went, and I'm like, yeah. More craziness, man. We need that.
That's right. We do. We have WhatsApp. Oh, my goodness. A lot of them.
Messages on WhatsApp,
yeah,
right?
Can we take them before we go on a break?
I think we can in 30 seconds if we can.
Okay. Let's see. Jeff from Cotton says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. What's up, Lagos? Lagos. It was sunny here. Now the weather is changing. Otimbo.
Otibakombo.
Otimbo. Okay, so love, let's see. Your name is Labade, right? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Let me just read the message. It says, what's up, Lagos? It's not raining anything here at Shagari Estate, Ipaja, right now. Everywhere is sunny. Shout out to you.
Okay.
Biola is in transit. He says, or she says, good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Colin San Andrea. It's quite hot and sunny on the mainland, I beg, and it's going to stay that way today. You guys should stay with your wetness.
All right. Man. Break now. I don't know. I mean, now, what was that dance? Like, what you're dancing now? Like, yo, row, row, row your boat. Very, 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 very. Life is but a dream.
Keys Daniel doing a cool.
Absolutely beautiful song you listen to and get inspired this morning as we bring you the best of Lagos feel right here in a city that never sleeps. We're going across the city, finding out what the full experience of your morning is like. We hear it's raining, and we know it's raining in some areas and not raining in some other areas.
That's right.
We like to know how you're faring.
Okay. I mean, in some area, like you said, it's not raining. Ikwaja is one of them.
Okay.
This is coming from Obi Ruben says, what's up, Lagos? Colin San Andrea, when you guys said it's raining everywhere in Lagos, I was surprised. The weather here doesn't look like it. In fact, we had not seen rain for the past 4 days. Please let our own turn of downpour come at night. Are you choosing?
No.
Are you God?
Even the weatherman these days cannot tell what the weather will be like.
I don't understand.
But we say amen to your prayer.
However it comes, I embrace it. For night, for afternoon, for morning.
Alright. But actually, I won't lie. It's always better for it to rain at night. You know, especially when you are at home. Everyone is at home.
You sleep better? Is that it?
Yes, you do. I mean, don't you know that feeling when you're in your room, you just notice it's about to rain. But there are two worries. One, you know, but even though there are worries, but you still choose, you prefer it to happen at night.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain. For example, there are two things you know. One thing you know it must happen whenever it rains, at night.
Okay.
They will take lights. There won't be lights, okay. That's for sure.
They're drying the wire now.
So, I can't believe you just said that.
That's what it is.
They will. That's for those who rely on the national grid.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have your own, maybe solar or any form of electricity, man, the bestest time for it to rain is at night, especially when you're about to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you sleep. I know. I feel you.
Even during the afternoon period,
uh-huh.
If it's raining during that time, you just have that feeling of, you know, let me rest, let me, you know, tuck myself in the bed.
People can still call you.
You can switch off your phone.
Okay.
And have your time to yourself, you know.
Would you want to do that if expecting an alert?
Hot cocoa. You said what?
Would you want to do that if expecting an alert? Switch off your phone and, I mean...
If I'm expecting an alert, I'm not gonna, you know.
From a client or anybody?
I'm not gonna switch off my phone.
So, you know.
But if I am not, I'm gonna switch off my phone. Period.
All right, guys, it's 10:34. We at Atekis are live on What's Up Lagos on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Call it a winning Wednesday. You'll be absolutely correct.
That's right.
And we'll have our techie talk also come
up. There's this thing people usually do, Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yeah, Woman Crush Wednesday.
Woman Crush Wednesday. So, am I a woman crush?
You are my woman crush every day. You're a woman crush every day.
Like, is that even a question?
I mean, really.
You don't have a choice.
Woman crush every day, that's it.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's a practice. It's one of those common practices occasioned by the advent of the social media.
That's right.
You know, people get to pick a picture of a woman that they admire or love or appreciate or inspired by,
yeah,
and then they post the picture and say the Woman Crush Wednesday.
That's right.
And brands also tap into it. Some brands get a peek, say a number of women or one woman, and then they post it out there just to celebrate. I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a good initiative. So, I know I'm part of those people who usually put up and say Woman Crush Wednesday, people who I know that I have, you know, that inspired me, doing great in their field. Others, women generally. So it's a good one.
So why don't you have a Man Crush Monday?
There are men. Oh, what are you saying? Monday. Man crush Monday. Should we just start doing that?
I think we should be doing that every Monday.
On Monday, we have one man, we celebrate. On Wednesday,
we have one woman.
One woman, we celebrate.
Lagos, if you agree to that, then let's make it a thing. And then let's do it all the time.
That's right.
Messages coming in for those who like to give us an update of what's happening in the Alungu neighborhood.
That's right. Is this coming from Victoria from Ikorodu? She says, what's up, Lagos? It's not raining here in Ikorodu. Please enjoy your rain. Love you both.
We want you to partake in the rain.
In the blessing.
In the blessings, yeah.
Edozie Adini Naji says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my beautiful and amiable couple. Collins, you really cracked me up this morning. I understand that kind of word you were talking about, but we move. Anyways, he says, today is our wedding anniversary. Woo! These guys salute my wifey. Oh.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Naji. And then the beautiful wife and the entire family. Congrats, it's not easy. Wedding anniversaries should be celebrated more than birthdays. Because it takes a lot. It takes a lot. To be married? Ah, no. To be married or remain married? No. I'm still clapping. And this is to every married man out there, woman. Is it married anniversary? Married anniversary is when you're just mentioning like that. Oh, man, but give yourself, see. I was going to whisper that.
God.
If you can take unkumboti, you know, go ahead and have the unkumboti to give yourself some celebration. If you don't know what unkumboti is, don't ask me. It's morning radio.
Oh, goodness.
To just say yes. I did it. All the...
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I don't want to change the whole topic, but if you... You're married and you remained married. Now man you be, now woman you be.
Why are you too excited?
I'm excited about it because Yeah.
My chest though.
Is it an easy thing to be married? Like, it's not about the achievements. It's about surviving. It's survivor. Surviving the menaces. Should I give examples?
My chest, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let's talk.
Do you know what it takes for someone to tap you in the middle of the night? Tap you and then you're expecting whether maybe they're armed robbers or something. And the next thing is we need to talk. What? What are we talking in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping? You know, like, we need to talk. What happened in the morning? What happened when human beings talk? Why the middle of the night? We need to talk.
Somebody tell Colin.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
No, it's everybody. We're in this together. You can say your own.
Okay.
You can say your own.
Okay.
Or is it
I feel attacked.
Okay, let me balance it. Do you know what it feels like to take a clean place up? Arrange a place, and then you come, someone's shirt, belt, is belts or shoes, they're just scattered everywhere. And you have to do that every day.
Oh, God.
And you must do it happily. You complain, they say, hey, it's just chair, it's just this. And they'll do it every day.
Mm.
So that's for the women, though. So marriage is a serious matter, man.
It is.
It comes with a lot of compromise. It comes with a lot of sacrifice. That is why I'm saying shout out to you. To everyone who's married and has remained married.
Yeah. So if shout you're celebrating your anniversary as well, we're here celebrating with you as well. Shout out to you. Mm. It takes a lot, like Colin says, to be married.
That's right. We're still hearing from Lagos, aren't we?
Yes, we're still. We have messages, a lot of them. It won't be fair if I don't take them quickly before we go straight to Techie Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Anne here says, what's up, Lagos? I'm in VI and I'm in the same ring as you guys. Mm-hmm. My office is small distance from the car park, so I've been sitting in the car and the car park for zero since eight.
This is like,
all right,
this is almost 3 hours,
and she says taking my conference call and responding to emails here, can't get wet a bit.
I mean, at least you're in the office.
Exactly. And she can do work where she is, so shout out to you.
This is why work from home will be very important.
For some people, that's why I said for some people that we're enjoying this right now.
I think companies should make it a point of duty to say, look, whenever it rains heavily and you leave
far away from home.
Do employers even know where their employees live in this Lagos? If you know where some people are coming from to work, You will respect them. I swear you give them post in your office. You will just say, no. You deserve a department. I'm telling you.
We should not shake that table just yet.
Okay, great.
Tunde from Sruler here says, not yet raining at Onikpano, but it's already gathering momentum.
Okay. Otimbo.
Otimbo. Okay, Adegoke from Lekki says, what's up, Lagos? The weather here in Lakowe, Lekki Epe Expressway has mixed emotions. one minute sunshine, the next downpour. It shock you. He says, as we speak, the rain has stopped now, but it's freezing cold. Many years ago, where I used to live, it was raining in my street, but didn't rain in the other streets.
It happens. Ayo is calling from Oshodi. Okay. Ayo, do you have reports? Hello, Ayo. Do you have reports of rain in Oshodi? Good morning, Ayo. Cheers to life!
Welcome.
Welcome, Ayo.
Yeah.
Good to have you.
It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. The weather is cool.
Okay. Hope you're expecting the rain.
Yeah. The weather is for two. Just for two.
Okay.
Okay. So the weather is just for two.
The rain is coming very soon. You see the rain very soon.
Yeah, you people.
Thank you
so much, Ayo from Oshodi, first time caller. We've had like 6, 7, or 8 first time callers thus far, and that's a good thing. Absolutely. I'm happy more people are joining. And those who have been trying to call have been able to connect.
Yes, right. Let's see. On WhatsApp, Shyam from Agungi says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. Please, what part of Lagos is not raining? I want to relocate to that area because I'm tired of swimming in Agungi area. Rain boots will not even save you.
No, the high one, rain boots, your knee. That's true. It depends.
It depends on the area. And Agungi is one of those areas that I know usually get flooded.
Everywhere is flooded. I say go to Ikoyi, go see flood. Go even VI.
I'm talking like most of the time.
Whenever it rains, the island is flooded. It is just flooded.
Okay, another message here says, what's up, Lagos? It's really sunny here in Ota, Ogun State. We are really enjoying it. Enjoy it.
Okay.
And
why
it says, because whenever it rains here, no road again. Help us. The Ogun State government to open book of remembrance for Ilogbo Road from Ojore Akin.
Akin, thank you so much. Appreciate your report.
Let's see. Daniel from Ikorodu says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Ikorodu is totally dry and the sun is blaring.
Okay.
And he says, a relief for orographic rainfall is what's happened this way.
Okay.
All right. This is coming from our dear friend Kule, who we haven't heard from in a very long time.
Kule
says, what's up, Lagos? And he's screaming on WhatsApp, actually. He says, stress to life. Maybe you guys are in UAR, Sha, because it's not raining in Nigeria here. Kunle, it is raining.
Kunle, which Nigeria? It's raining in some parts, though.
It is raining, actually. All right, I think that's a bit we have on WhatsApp.
Okay. I mean, the lines are still buzzing. It would be unfair to keep people, so let's just squeeze in a call or two. And then get into our Techie Talk. Because our conversation today on Techie Talk is going to be You audience driven. You guys out there, every single person listening to us would have to tell us their own personal experience and story. I can't wait to get into that. So let's see who this is. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lakers?
Cheers to life. Yes. Good morning to you.
Yes, Collins, Teke and Andrea Teke.
Good morning.
I just want to explain. Okay, James on the line.
Okay, all right, James. Let's go.
I want to explain this phenomenon of rain falling here and the other place not falling.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's an experience which many of us grew up with. Like as you said, maybe when you're playing ball in the field, it's falling here, it's not falling here. If you observe that sometimes you're hearing the sound of the rain from a distance, and where you are, it's not there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you'll be running so the rain doesn't catch up with you.
Yeah.
So at the point whereby you just, at some point, it can catch up with you.
Yeah.
Mm.
So with the clouds, the movement of the clouds, mm-hmm. the clouds of rain, so mm. when the clouds move, it changes direction to where it's, so wherever the cloud is moving to, mm. that's where the rain
would fall.
So it might be possible that the place where you are, the cloud has not gotten to that point.
Okay.
But that's why it's not raining there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, great. Fantastic. That's at least this is better than the explanation that whenever it's raining and sunning at the same time, an elephant, the lion
is giving birth.
If I slap, I slap somebody. I swear. All right, Adelike is on the line. I don't know where he's calling from. Hello, Adelike from Yaba. Oh boy, we're spending more time. Hello, Lagos.
Hello.
Adi. Cheers to life.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Cheers to life. Adeleke.
Yes, I did it.
You did it.
You made it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been wanting to do this screen there.
Finally, you've done it. We're happy for it. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm calling from Yaba.
Okay, let's talk.
It has started raining in Yaba.
Oh, shit.
Now, while I was driving my son to school in the morning, and Sherry said, it's a wet morning. I was like, wet, okay? Yes. But no, it has started in Yaba now.
So Yaba is Yaba's turn now. Okay.
It's Yaba's turn now.
That is life, man. Life now, turn by turn.
Turn by turn, yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rain.
We appreciate Adeleke. Razak is in Festac. Has it started raining in Festac?
Yeah, no. Just coming up, sir.
Okay. Coming up is beauty.
Welcome, Razak. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
What's up, Lagos? Oh, my.
Welcome.
Good hearing your voice. I'm so happy hearing your voice this morning.
Wow. We're happy to hear us as well.
We're happy.
How are you guys doing?
We're fine, though. We're here.
I love you guys, though. You guys are funny.
we're comedians, Abi. We're funny.
Yes, now.
You
and that your glasses, Mr. Collins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, glasses. I think I'll come and take it one day.
My glasses.
Yes.
So you have been watching me.
I've been watching you now. YouTube live and Facebook live.
Wow. I don't know what to feel about that, but thank you for calling.
You should be worried.
Anyways, Kule is the last caller before we go into our tech.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good morning, Detective.
Hey.
What?
Chester life!
Kulu!
Good morning.
How is it Gondo?
Gondo, man. He drives fast. Money no deal drive.
Okay.
It's so dry. As I now look at it, to me, it looks like everybody's blind.
Are you serious?
I'm outside looking whether. I said I'm still outside looking whether one drop will come down. Like everywhere is so dry. Nothing.
Wow.
I say, if I saw one even started to, very good, she said, then it's funny. I say, Where is Nipoli?
Hmm.
And I that when is Nipoli here? I don't want to find it. But it's so cool, so dry, nothing. Wow. Even the sun is just coming out a bit.
Wow.
But maybe not turn by touch.
Not turn by touch.
Yeah.
We'll still get there. It would.
Umbo.
It's been a while, man.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
I'm happy to hear from you guys.
Same here. Yeah. Same here,
man. Appreciate it. In regards to the family, man, just grab a seat. We're getting set to talk, techie talk today. Well, wow, messages. Okay.
Babs from Aja says, good morning, the techies. Wow, it is not raining in mainland. This is a situation where you totally get wet and you get to a place that is completely dry.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would be looking at you like, bros, what's up?
Like, what's going on? What's going on with you? I mean, you can turn people to liars.
Yeah.
Now, imagine if you assume that because where you are is raining, or you just hear that it's raining in some places, you didn't know that it was raining. I mean, and then you get to lie, tell a lie, and then they're like, oh, God, which rain? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting to the point where we go on a break. But guys, thank you so much, Lagos, for making the morning a swell one by, you know, sharing with us how you're doing and what the situation is like, pretty much telling us, giving us a weather report. You were the weatherman today because we couldn't tell whether or not it was raining or sunny in your area, except if you had to call us and tell us. And thank you very much for that.
Mm.
And to all the fun you find listening to us and contributing to our, you know, madness and craziness on radio, we say thank you.
Thank you.
But we get serious a bit into our Techie Talk conversation today. And if you are a regular listener of the show, you know that every Wednesday we'll bring you a Techie Talk conversation. Can anyone remember what we talked about last week in Techie Talk? Can anyone?
You sounded like a lecturer.
I had to say that.
You sound like a lecturer. That's
just a reminder that we had another Techie Talk conversation last week. Okay, what I said sounded like a lecturer.
Yeah, that's what they do. When it comes to the class, can anyone tell us what we discussed yesterday? and then when nobody, you know, says anything, he goes, so you tell me, what did we discuss yesterday?
I'll be like, okay. Anyways, just kidding. So today we will be looking at technology, the word technology, technological innovations, and how they have changed and impacted our lives. So we're asking you, what technology innovations have changed or impacted your life? You have to think and look at it.
Mm.
Things that you feel like, thank God for this technology. Without this technology, I would have been maybe jobless, or, you know, my health would have been affected. My life, for example, those who are, have special needs. Imagine your life without the technology that have come to make your life easy. And that's exactly what we are trying to find out today from you. Every single person has a technology that has impacted their life. And we want to find out what that technology innovation is, or what those technology innovations are.
Mm.
And that's what we talk about on Techie Talk today.
We're going to break. When we come back, we continue the conversation. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back. 11:03 on the clock. It's Nigeria Info 99.3, and you're still hanging out with the techers on What's Up Lagos. But it's time for Techie Talk, and we're asking what technological innovation has impacted your life. You agree with us that the advent of technology has somewhat changed our lives,
mm-hmm.
and to the most part, we want to say, I would like to say, for the best, right?
Yeah.
So we want to know which of this technological innovation has impacted your life positively. You want to share with us?
Absolutely, that's a question we're asking. If you look at it, technology has, you know, the mix of technology and anything brings about ease, brings about, access. It changes a whole lot. And just for example, look at technology and education. I mean, for those who, just look at technology and communication.
Hmm.
Look at technology and security. Remember those days when you never really knew what was happening at in your house? Like, think about how that you leave your kids with a nanny or somebody and you never really know what goes on. Imagine as small as the technology of CCTV, as old as that is, you know, imagine what that has done to the security of even our homes, security of our homes. I mean, you go online these days, you see several CCTV footages that come up whenever there are questions regarding security, or whether it's at the personal level, or someone went to steal something and then instead of accusing someone wrongly, you can just go to the drawer, okay, let's check the video, you know. That's technology right there impacting us positively and helping life, helping our relationship. And think about the fact that you had to write letters those days. I mean, you had to write letters and then you send it. Maybe someone changes the letter along the way. These days, you could actually have conversation with people, you know, right from using your fingers on your mobile phone. And these technologies, sometimes we do not get to appreciate them. We do not even look at how much impact they have in our lives. And that's why today on Techie Talk, we decided to say, you know what? Let's even find out from Lagosians and find out from those listening, how has technology impacted your life and what are those specific technological innovations that you think, without this one, I won't lie, I won't even get a job. Or without this, I perhaps will not be alive. Without this, my business would have been dead. Think about technology and the role of technology in businesses today. So guys, that's why we brought it up. We find it quite interesting. So would you like to share with us?
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to contribute on WhatsApp, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
The phone lines are buzzing already.
Yeah, I can see a lot of them. So, but we're going to break this down in a way that it would guide us to also contribute. All right? We could choose different areas just to help you. All right. First of all, the impact of technology, specifically in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. The impact of technology in agriculture, for example. Those who are in agriculture will tell you, yes, it has impacted positively in different ways. You want to share with us if you're in that space? And the impact of technology in businesses. So, I mean, these days, everyone is a business person. If you don't do business for Lagos, you see me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, how has technology impacted your business? Would you like to share with us? And the impact of technology in finance. Can we even talk that? Hey, Kalibo Sapi, ha.
Going by the news as well, you know, the Independent National Electoral Commission says over 400,000 people could actually register online.
They have registered online.
They have registered.
In 2 weeks.
In just 2 weeks. So you see how that technology, you know, have been able to help us in this regard. I remember how, you know, back in the day, how I got Matt first, we had to like queue. And remember how traumatizing it was.
5 a.m.
We had to go there, write our names down. Uh-huh. We went there around 5 a.m. and we went back home to come back because the queue was massive.
That's
so
right.
this is technology itself, you know, impacting our lives.
That's right, positively. Now, do you want to talk about technology in the medical care? Hey, Kalimusi Prahi. Do you know how many lives have been saved because someone discovered something technologically innovative in the healthcare sector?
Mm.
Do you know? So, my guys, we just want to appreciate technology in our lives. Well, Bean Boy's joining us. He's the first caller right here on Techie Talk. Hello, Bimbo. Hi, Bimbo. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Techie.
Welcome.
Okay, so I just want to share my experience with you this morning.
Okay.
Only God knows where we would have been without, you know, technology, especially digital technology.
Okay.
So today I went to one of the consulates in Lagos.
All right.
And when I got there, I realized that what I needed to do would require that I have to book an appointment. Now, when I got there, you know these guys that usually hang around and all that. So I said, okay, let me call one of them and find out how best I can go about this without going back, to my office. And one of them said, okay, I should call me. And after I spent about 15 minutes with this guy struggling,
I just look at my phone. I say, okay, let me even go to my phone. When I got to my phone, I discovered that the appointment are not even available. Round here. I'm not saying it's not for visa. This is not for visa. This okay. is for something else.
Okay.
Something that's around something notary.
Okay.
Now, that's not even where I'm going. Where I'm not going is that decision, you know, mm-hmm. that if this is not going to be possible, then I have to travel. Now, right there on my phone, so you see this thing cut across the telcos,
mm-hmm.
Mobile,
yeah.
Finance, and all that. Right then on my phone, I was able first to call booking, the airline booking guy, dealt with that within few seconds, filled so many forms within minutes, able to also log on to my finance app, paid for the booking.
Hmm.
Within 2-3 minutes, I was done. Imagine if I had to go to the bank, queue, fill a form, do so many things.
And have a necessary conversation with the teller who probably had a bad day and then, decides to just frustrate you.
Trust me, the advent of this technology has gone. In fact, you can't quantify the benefits.
Hmm.
The benefit, you can't quantify it. Just too enormous.
All right, thank you so much
for sharing with us. We do appreciate that. Now, just again to highlight a few things. You know, I mentioned that technology, you know, the impact of technology, for example, in, let me look randomly, inimini business, a common one, everyone would talk about that. Finance, of course, everyone talk about that.
Agriculture,
for example. See, technology has impacted agriculture in Nigeria in such a way that, you know, in many ways, not just one, in more than one way. And I cannot begin to, is it biofortification you want to talk about? You know, the ability to be able to, you know, get to produce things or I remember some time ago, back many years ago, it didn't dawn on me because I was involved in a project with Harvest Plus and their partners, okay. you know, they gave us, we're trying to push, you know, biofortified Gary that way. It didn't make sense to me, biofortified cassava seedlings that they got. And then doing research during that period, because I had to do some production for them. So I did research and I found out that technology had made it so easy for you to, you know, produce more efficiently, more timely, and also, you know, you can get fortified crops, products that are fortified by using technology, and how that farmers have been benefiting from that, how that agriculture has moved from what it used to be, what we used to think it to be, to something even way better. And this was made possible by technology, the advent of technology and its impact in that industry.
Prince from Ajra is saying that, you know, with the help of technology, we can now know how our lawmakers and presidency are ruling us, which gives us right to air our opinions and criticize them when necessary.
That's a big deal. Now imagine if you do not know, how long Nigerians are in the dark. You know, when it comes to what the government is doing and isn't doing, you know, it's so much in the dark. Right now, you could go online, you could ask questions. You could even tweet at the government. No, okay, can't tweet at the government. Come on,
But, I mean, it's actually sad that in that regard, it looks like it's coming under attack.
Yeah, but you could still send message to the government online and you get a response, as it were.
That's right.
So, do you want to talk about the impact of technology on education? Or let's even go back to, let's talk a common one, that is production processes. Production processes, any different types of production, how much technology has been. It has brought about speed, efficiency, flexibility in the production processes, in manufacturing, in wholesales, in retail sector. I mean, those
even
were
in the educational sector.
Of course.
Even when it comes to you learning things, I didn't know anything about video production.
Yeah.
But I learned video production with my phone.
Aha. Uh-huh.
With my gadget, you know. I learned it with my phone. Mm-hmm. So there are several other technological innovation that has impacted our lives. Mm-hmm. So today on Techie Talk, we just want to hear from you. Share right. with us that particular technology that has impacted your life. Is it your business one way or the other?
Mm-hmm.
Do let us know. Hello, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, good morning.
Hi,
good morning.
Welcome.
Morning, I'm Timothy from Kenya.
Welcome, Timothy.
See, Okonis, I think there is no technology like mobile phone.
Hmm.
Believe me, if there's no, let's assume there's no mobile phone, how this world will be?
Hmm. Mobile.
Believe me, if you want to understand what I'm saying, just off your phone throughout a day. You throughout a day without on your phone. Let's see how you look like. You are like a dead person.
Hmm.
Secondly, USS decode.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine like the village I came from? Sometimes we have only one bag for the whole community.
Wow.
If you want to enter bank, sometimes you go to bank 1 week, they never attend to you. You join till 4 o'clock, they close, you go back to your house. Tomorrow, you wake up early in the morning again.
Hmm.
But now, I cannot even remember when I entered bank last, believe me.
Hmm.
So, for me, phone.
And the USSD.
USSD code. I give them hand.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate. Wow, I love that. Give them hand.
The phone that he talked about. Actually, I want to also agree with him that it's kind of the biggest technological innovation that has changed the life of mankind.
That's right.
It has actually. Like he said, put off your phone the whole day, and let's see what's going to happen to you afterwards. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's totally right. I mean, just the another thing too. I think we're having a call. Sorry.
Hello. What's your name? Welcome.
Hello,
Chess.
Good morning, Chess Alive.
And now I have to, on Sundays, I just make meals for the whole week for my kids to take to school. I don't have to start cooking every day.
Mm.
Then another one is AC. Oh, my God.
AC.
Every day I pray for whoever invented AC.
Wow.
When you go under the sun like this, you just enter your car. Oh, my God.
I feel you.
All right, microwave and AC, if I got it right.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you very much. And that's it. You know, you say you go into the sun and you come into the AC, you know, say AC, you know, be fun.
Hello.
Hello.
How about the day to you?
Hello.
Hello, Ebidane.
Holy Adam.
Welcome.
Morning, Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrella the Israelite. For me, if we talk about technology, electricity has the background.
Hmm.
Have electricity, your handset is like a tumor bomb.
Mm.
Your hand in your bag.
Mm.
Because it's only the light that gives you the analysis.
Hmm.
And then, when you talk about movement, vehicles.
Okay.
Movement from one place to another.
All right.
You need it. And you cannot trek all the way from your Ojota, where you live, down to Ifo City.
Hmm.
Can you do that?
No, you cannot. So you think
I have to carry your leg.
Hmm.
So the basic thing is electricity and mobility as regards to vehicular movement.
All right.
Whether trailer, whether the smallest vehicle, whether umbrella car, vehicle and electricity has the basic and the foundational movement.
Okay. All right. Okay. More calls coming in. Let's take this one. Hello, good morning.
On WhatsApp, we have a message coming from, please, I'd like you to put your name so that we can know who we are talking to. Mm. She says, or he says, hello, Andrea and Collins. Google Map is my best friend. When it comes to technology, he says, she says, it has saved me several times from going through heavy traffic route and saved me time and stress. Also, mobile banking is another great technology innovation. What's up, Lagos?
Thank you. Appreciate it. We're talking about that technological innovation that has changed your life. You as a person, personally, I know, in recent time. And technology is a part of our lives. We've talked about it again and again and again. But we want to really, do an assessment of your personal experience with technology. And that's why we're asking you to tell us what innovations have changed your life positively or impacted your life positively. And that's what we're finding out. So far, so good. Interesting talk.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What up, Lagos?
Yeah, Leke, you're welcome. How has technology impacted your life?
Okay, technology has impacted my life, even though I'm physically challenged.
Okay.
For example, I don't have my other song, 12, last week Friday. Which I tried to, there is nothing you cannot do. So the technology has helped me to reach out to all over the world, to my son. My son is on YouTube, Leke Akorede.
Okay.
It's on Instagram, Leke Akorede. It's on Google. It's on Odoma. There is nothing you cannot do. Leke Akorede.
So
Technology has really, really helped me. Even though I'm physically challenged, yes, my music, to be able to reach out to the world.
That's right.
And so, there's nothing you cannot do.
All right.
I think I could do it on YouTube.
All right. Great. I love it. I love it. I allowed him to
Beautiful.
Do it. I mean, he's physically challenged, like really physically challenged. He's been to the building once or thereabout, and he sings. He was able to, with the help of technology, he was able to put out a song, put it on YouTube, and then he can reach the world, even though it's physically challenged. And that's a great thing to celebrate. I mean, you may not understand if you're not in his shoes.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
What's up, Legos?
Yes.
Cheers to life.
Yes.
Wow, wow.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right. Get the promotion, everything.
You're hungry. All right, let's talk. Mustafa, you're calling from. You're in transit.
Yes. I'm the kind of person that is versatile in everything. I believe I can do everything.
All right.
But with the advent of smartphones, man, my life has changed totally. So, to the extent that I don't take my car to the mechanic anymore. Anything I do, I drop engine, I fix gears, I fix AC. I can imagine there was a time I have to take my car down to AC technician, and I spent almost like 100K fixing ordinary AC. But
so what you're trying to say is that you learned it. You learned to
read online. I watch YouTube.
Yeah.
I read articles.
Wow.
It's a great knowledge for me.
Thank you so much. Appreciate. Just to take a cue from there, there's a great opportunity, that great information out there. I mean, for anything you want to know. And this one, he talked about mechanic. I remember a friend of mine told me many times, I don't go to the mechanics anymore. What I do is I go online and I find people who are knowledgeable about these cars. In fact, most times, those who actually produce the cars. And they give me information. Instead of going to give somebody, I say, oh God, that'd be... It's as if it's the brain box that is doing it. You know, and I mean, that's a good thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's up, Leo?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that was relieving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lagos today is so wet.
Okay.
It's all good, but let's go to the topic. Well, first of all, guys, listening to Akore Day's music, this guy is good. I think I was surprised when I listened to his song. I think, you know, he stutters, mm-hmm. but when he's singing, you won't hear any stutter.
All right.
I think, yeah. The song is cool, guy.
Okay.
So for me, technology has impacted my life in so many ways, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been able to connect with a lot of people online, people that are thousands of miles away, you know, and there are some people I've connected with that, you know, I have this connection with them that even the people I've met physically, one-on-one, I've never met them before, but I think they have impacted my life and I've impacted their lives so positively. Mm. You get through technology, you know. Then for my mom too, she learned how to knit baby's wares from YouTube. She learned it from there. Like, this is 75.
Wow.
You know, and she learned it from YouTube.
Wow.
She gets, you know, and she knits now very good baby knitting, you know. So technology has impacted her life. We made sure she went technology, you know.
Yes.
So because you're a grandmama doesn't mean you can't be technology-wise.
That's right. Yes.
So technology has really impacted my life.
Thank you for sharing.
Much.
Thank you for sharing. 0700-993-993-993. We're asking you what technology innovation has impacted your life. You can agree with us that, yeah, to a very large extent, technology has impacted our lives one way or the other, be it positive, be it negative. But yeah, we want to find out from you today, just like what Colin said. We're doing like an assessment as to what kind of technology has impacted our lives.
That's right.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Colin Santeke and Andrea.
Welcome.
Top of the morning to you, people.
Yeah, same here.
I'm Matthias calling from Ajegunle.
Welcome, Matthias. AJ City. How is AJ?
Yeah. We are calling. The rain is drizzling here.
Okay.
Coming to technology.
Hmm.
You know, so me, I be village man. No.
Okay.
The technology has impacted my life.
Welcome back. You're listening to. Good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Yes.
Thanks. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. He didn't believe that you were on already.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
You guys are doing a nice job there. My name is Martins. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Oh, right, Martins. Martins, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah. Honestly, to be sincere, you see this technology of it in bros. I'm not going to tell you lies. To me, now witchcraft are the color more.
Witchcraft?
Honestly, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because the most surprising thing about this thing is that even just your phone, you'll be here, you'll be talking to somebody in Russia. Bros, which club passed that one? This is past technology. In fact, all the old technology, no one that is not surprising to me, my brother. I won't tell you lie. Have a nice day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Indeed. Well, there's this, you know, technology is a form of witchcraft in a way. If you look at it.
Holy man on WhatsApp here is saying, hi, Collins and Andrea. For me, it's a cell phone. I was a jobless graduate after completing my NYSC in 2008 without any hope of a job or connection. Then MTN Extra Cool Free 15 MB data in 2010 helped me register for a program online. And I was called for the training by NCDMB, which I took very serious, and today I am a field engineer with an oil company.
Wow. That's technology right there. That's the impact right there. Now you asked a very fundamental question, Andrea. I mean, we were just having this chat, and you said, has technology not made us a bit lazy? It's given us so much access that we're almost... It's almost so good, such that,
what even brought that conversation, or that what even triggered that question was, you know, this whole, is it a pounded yam that we can now stare? The pounded yam that we usually pound, we can now stare the pounded yam.
and that's it. You hear some core people still say that, no, I prefer, you know, I'm like,
I want you to pound what? It.
Isn't not the same yam? Pound, and they'll be like, okay, no, this African. Yes, I agree. It's good to pound if you have the energy.
Yeah.
But why pound if you can...
You can stare.
Absolutely.
Why pound when you can students there. That's the typical example of the impact of technology.
Why is it that we find it pretty tough, you know, to accept, especially when our ego is touched, it's because of our
culture,
and then people start saying things like, no, it's pounded. You have to pound it. And then you cannot say, no, let's call a bird. Let's call a raven to go deliver letters. You know, you want to use your mobile phone. What's the disparity? Why can't you also accept the technology of pounded yam as much as you have accepted the technology of mobile phone?
That's right.
You know, it's just a question in my head, guys. We're still hearing from you. It's about you today. Let's hear your story.
All right. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, I'm in the back of the line. If you prefer the pandemic, one entry motto at all. You are straight to your place now, or from Benin down to Lagos with left.
I don't get it. I'm worried. Anyways, good morning.
Okay, on WhatsApp we have, this person here says, technology has imparted my life via transportation. You can order for a cab from the comfort of your house with your mobile phone.
Yeah, I mean that.
Something
really big. And I think I want to step in here a bit on that. Yesterday I saw a yellow cab guy. He was almost begging us to use him. Yellow cab. You know yellow cabs, guys? Hello, Lagosians. We taxi on it. Yeah, let's just go back a bit. Three years ago, let's not go too far. Yellow cabs, or maybe 3 years, 2021. Okay, just some years back. Let me not specific it. Do you know how powerful yellow cabs were in Lagos? I've paid a yellow cab 12K in 2012. 12K, just 12,000 naira, just to move from... From the island to the mainland. Island here, I was at Broad Street. I needed to carry some stuff. This guy needed to take me to somewhere in Ikeja. 12K. And the guy, I begged with 12K. At the end of the day, I still added 2K extra because there was traffic. Just to move that distance. Why? Because they had the monopoly. People needed a bit of luxury. People were tired. People really needed... I mean, there was transportation
jumping
issues.
Jumping the bus and all of
instead
that.
Instead of jumping the buses. So those who could afford... And these yellow car people took... And their car, no AC. No AC. No... There was no customer service, whatever. They just... I beg, now you buy motor for me. That was their line. Whether or not you buy the car for me. And they treat you anyhow. It's painful. If you ever moved around Lagos using yellow cab before, guy, I had nothing against you. Someone that could be in that business. But it is just my experience I'm sharing. It was becoming unbecoming. Now today, I stay on my own. I book. They show me many cars. I pick the one. I can even decide, no, I don't like this guy's face. You know, that's the impact of technology.
Mm.
So my lesson from there is that, look, as technology evolves and changes, it affects a whole lot of things. Some things die and some other things come alive. So you position yourself to enjoy technological innovations.
That's
and also
right.
Do not miss out, not to miss out.
I like that you mentioned that, you know, when technology innovations are being birthed, some things die.
That's right.
Right? And it also affects some businesses, just like you mentioned, who are not following the trend or accepting the trend of these technological innovations,
right.
You know. So it could have its downside.
Absolutely. Umashu is what I said yesterday, the yellow cab guys. Umashu, because I had to say it.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Okay, I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
On this issue of how technology has helped us.
Yeah.
On my own part, okay, I'm going to share two experiences. It's very, very common. I run a business whereby I use buses for logistics and all that.
Okay.
And this thing of, you know, when you track the car, when you track the vehicle, there's a tracker in the vehicle. Even me, I don't know where the tracker is. But the person that installed it did it, and then I check it on my phone. So any part of Nigeria, the vehicle is, the driver cannot tell me, no funny talks. Once the vehicle is online, once there's diesel in it,
I know what he needs. I know what he buys. I know what not. He cannot come and tell me any cock and bull story, and then I'll maybe send money. This one, I know where he is at every point in time. I know I can, and if I choose, self, I can even shut down the vehicle from my phone.
Wow, that's
shutting down the brain box and everything right. Just remains like that. Hmm. Then on the second part again, I drive a car. I use a car, and you know sometimes if you go to the mechanic, they will tell you, Oga, na brake pad, na gearbox, na this one, na that one,
The fuel pump,
no, they work. the oil is not short. We have all those kind of stories and all that. Mm-hmm. But these days now, they just go straight. They just even that scanner is even. Anybody can even have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They even made it so cheap from China, from anywhere, that you just plug it in your car, just start the car, and then you scan it.
Brilliant.
Anywhere there's a problem in the car, you just go straight there, remove it with a fuse, remove it.
Yeah.
With the fuel pump, remove it. With the air filter that is not, you just remove it.
Yeah.
That one. Nothing like, the brake pad no good, though. The steering don't bust. Those kind of stories. Mm. All those things don't happen again.
Yeah. Nice one.
So for me, it's a very good one.
That's
nice
right.
One.
Man, thank you so much for sharing with us.
You should hook us up with your dealer. Yeah.
To the car.
The tracker. Person who...
It's out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's out there.
Where am I? It's like I'm under the rock.
No, I got to realize late. Not that I didn't realize late. You know, when I had issues with my car, I realized those guys that used to work on it, the first set of guys that destroyed my engine, you know, and then announced it, but hold on a second. How can I, an educated person, carry my moto or carry my car and give it to somebody who I know, just in the name of course, I've been doing this for years, I know that he's doing his guesswork. He doesn't specifically know exactly based on what other cars he has worked on.
Yeah.
He uses that knowledge of the previous other cars he's worked on to fix my car. Are the cars going through the same problem? Is it? So I just looked at it and said, no, this can't work. And I now realized that it could scan. And then I had to look for those who are scanning. Scanners, they check it and say, okay, this is what's up. That was some years ago. But before that, I just had to, you know, think that why should I be relying on somebody who does not even have, does not even know the name of the parts of the vehicle. You just say, no, it's brain box, it's that, it's this. So I had to make that decision myself. And today there are still a lot of people who are educated, in fact, they speak, they are fantastic, but their car is in the hands of somebody who probably does not know anything about it. So that's what technology has eliminated or is eliminating.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Henry from VI here says, good morning, the techers. Technology has impacted my life positively. I'm a chef by profession, and I went to the culinary school due to financial issues. I wouldn't finish, okay? But through the YouTube and other sites, I have learned a lot there. There's no food or kind of food that I can't prepare. Kudos to technology.
Thank you, Henry.
All right, there is more. What's your name? Iron Man.
Iron. Okay.
Iron Man here says, hi, Amiable Techers. Iron Man here. As a professional graphics designer, I cannot but praise whoever invented the computer and design software for making my job a whole lot easier and stress-free. While studying at the university many years ago, all we had back then was manual graphics, that is, brushes and poster colors, which took days, if not weeks, to complete a single assignment. Today, with my knowledge of CorelDRAW, Adobe Photoshop, Adobe InDesign, and PDF designing takes me only a few hours to finish. And with the advent of WhatsApp, my clients can now view and approve my designs remotely.
That's right.
Without physically visiting my office. I beg, after God, na Oyinbo people sha. That's what he says.
Okay, but let's not forget that it's not by the color, because some of these technological innovations that come
from
the
West.
Yeah. They're done by some Nigerians. Some are Nigerians, some are from any African country.
That's right.
It's human being, it's a brain. Once you exercise it, you could use it wherever you are.
That's right. Austin Ofoma Daniels here says, good morning, the techers. As a person with visually impairment, there are so many ways that technology has impacted my life. I mean, the use of Braille mm-hmm. and other accessories, Android accessibility suits, mm-hmm. all the numerous screen reading devices. I mean, name it, the list is endless. You can't imagine. You can imagine that. Let me see. Additional Ayo Toimbo from Matoku says, "What's up, Lagos?" Author C. Clark says, "Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic."
That's right.
There are many tech innovations that got me, but I always find myself staring at an airplane like a village man whenever I see one. Most times it makes me look like an unexposed
person. Just wonders, how does it take to fly? Oh my.
Okay, another message here says, "What's up, Lagos?" Yeah, it's mobile phone. I've been able to download a lot of books. Reading becomes easy now. Unlike those days when I have to save, after saving for the book I want, the bookshop won't have it. But now everything is easy. You can download books with a little data.
Hope you are paying for the books too. Just saying.
Okay, Smith from Ikeja says, "With technology, I make $1,000 monthly while I do my 8 hour job. I'm not sure as the way."
Smith, my guy.
Interesting.
Me too.
Okay, so Bola Yahaya from Ilupeju, Lagos says, "What's up? Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I'm a fashion designer. Most of what I know about making garments from YouTube. And I have created an internationally recognized fashion brand from the comfort of my home."
Wow.
Beautiful. Well done. Mandela from Satellite Town says, "Honestly, technology has really helped me. I have been able to showcase my handwork with the use of social media." All right, he calls himself the welder boy.
Wow, great, Mandela, thank you so much. So that's a good thing, you know, technology is there for everyone. That's the thing, it's not like it's just for a few people. And we can see from the responses and people talking that it has indeed impacted people on an individual level, even impacted us as a country generally. A lot has changed.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life.
Welcome.
Welcome to Techie Talk. Oh, la la. Okay, it's okay. If that's what you called in for, it's fine. It's okay to say, "What's up, Lagos?" And just, you know, leave us. Anyways, more messages coming in. And I'm happy that I could hear a lot of these conversations come up. The whole idea is not just for us to talk about it. It's for us to remember that there's such thing as technology that is here to change our lives. The question is to identify what role it plays in your personal life as a person, whether it's in your business or in your family, in your security, in your social well-being, in every single thing that has to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has something for you. Have you been enjoying it?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
This is Dami calling from Surulere.
Welcome, Dami. Let's talk.
For me, I'll go with generator.
Okay, we're listening. Go ahead. Generator.
Yes, because for the past 2 months now, we don't have light. But with the help of generator, I've been able to charge my phone. And also camera.
All right.
I've been able to capture. Yeah.
Okay, great. Generator and camera. That's something. But I mean, it's I won't lie, the generator part got me because I'm like, yo, we should be talking about cleaner energy by now. But you know, we're at that level where it's still a big deal. Mm. And we can't deny that. Because if you look at the number of gens, or the gen shops, you would know that, look, generator is a major technological advancement or has an impact.
Mm.
On our people.
That's right. Let's see, there are a lot more WhatsApp messages, and we need to take them. Chidozie Silas from Mokota says, "Good morning, the techers. As for me, the technology that has positively impacted my life is an online bookshop in Nigeria. It has enabled me to download thousands of highly resourceful ebooks."
Hmm. And that's one thing people do. What's that thing that cannot be found online, really?
I've not thought of any.
There's a lot of knowledge out there, a lot of knowledge out there, especially online, that all you need to do is just dare to check. And I'm talking to myself too. So when I say these things, I'm not just saying it and you can never know it all. You keep learning on a daily basis.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Bay Ro from Ogun State says, technology has really helped. I have been learning a bit about photography from the comfort of my home with my phone. I shot with my phone, by the way. I shoot with my phone, by the way. I contribute to Pexel and on Splash.
Mm-hmm.
I even got a job offer from Canva, even though I couldn't pick up the offer because my phone is bad. Wow. And he sent some really beautiful pictures he took by himself with his phone. This is pretty. Thank you for sharing.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing. Another message here is from Caesar. Caesar from Lagos says, hello, Andrea and Collins. Take care. I'm Caesar from Lagos. Do you know that I stay here in Lagos to book a ride to go pick my mom to church every Sunday in Calabar? Wait, I need to read that again. He says, do you know that I stay here in Lagos to book a ride to go pick my mom to church every Sunday in Calabar? Okay, I get it now. And he says, all she need do is tell me she's ready and boom, the car arrives.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets in. When church dismisses, I order again. Though, those days die calling my cousins to go carry her.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't have to send a letter to my village via post office and wait for weeks for it to get to them. Plus, uh-huh. No assurance they will get it.
That's right.
And that it takes forever to get replying. Now, it's just a text message. Technology is dope. Problem is our government is dragging us by force back to 1984. I wouldn't join them or I'd rather migrate.
That's right, migration. So transferring money is one of those things that we have not really, really talked about. Do you know what it meant? Do you know how money they miss for road?
So
take it, give it to my people in the village.
I said I remember many years ago, my aunt used to stay with us. And so my dad was a car dealer. And whenever he does transaction like that, they pay in cash. And when you pay in cash, you pay in Ghana Must Goes.
Mm-hmm.
And, he has to take the Ghana Must Goes to the
bank
to make those deposits. So this particular day, he didn't feel safe enough to carry the bag mm-hmm. to the bank himself.
Okay.
And guess what happened? I think I've shared this story before.
Yeah.
My aunt had to dress like a mad person.
Wow.
Literally, like a mad person. She tied her hair, poured sand on her body, wore nightwear. She was just looking not good.
So that nobody would look.
So nobody would suspect.
Hmm.
She carried the Ghana Must Go. I think there were two. One was on her head and one she had to back it. And she went to the bank.
Hmm.
When she was sharing the story with us, I don't know. I didn't get to ask her how she entered the bank. But I'm sure that what she did was to go into the toilet, change, and then move into the bank. But that was how she could take the money to the bank.
That's risky. Somebody just said, I suspect this mad woman.
Nobody would have suspected her.
Oh, boy.
Trust me. That was the smartest move and the best way she felt she would have transferred.
Imagine.
Deposited that money in the bank.
I mean, that would have been solved by just simply, if someone had just innovated the money transfer, mobile transfer feature at that time.
This was many years ago. Still very much a kid.
Men, oh boy, what a life. Thank
That's
you,
right.
Technology, indeed.
And
that was the whole idea today, to appreciate the advent of technology and Techie Talk today and hear from Lagosians.
That's right. We're still hearing from you. What technological innovation has impacted your life in recent times?
Mm-hmm.
We heard a lot of people say phones. Oh, okay. Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
You're blushing. Are you blushing?
Yes, I am. Oh. The first time I'm crying. And the first time to speak, actually.
Oh. Welcome. Welcome.
Wow.
Welcome.
Wow.
You're welcome.
And okay.
I'm calling Seke and Andrea Seke.
Great, you're right.
Okay, my own would be genetic engineering. That's like the most innovative for me.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's because I work in a DNA laboratory, and it's amazing thing.
Ooh, oh my goodness.
Jeez.
So sorry about that. Do call us back if you can. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello. Okay. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Daniel. I'm calling from Magbon, Badagry.
All right. Okay.
Technology has really improved the life so much. I remember when my mother, because of 500 naira, had to travel all the way from Arochukwu local government, Abia State, to Lagos to collect 500 naira from me in 1985.
What?
When I remember that time, I'll be laughing. I said, because of the 500 naira. Which one? Now you can transfer millions.
That's right.
With ease.
Yeah.
It has really impacted so much.
That's right.
On our lives.
Yes.
And we cannot do without it. What's up, the boss?
Chest alive. Wow.
Thank you for sharing that story with us.
Wow.
500 naira. Wait, 500 naira back in the day.
1980.
How much do you think it's worth?
It was what?
What? Yeah.
In 1980 something. I wasn't there, but 500 naira in what do you call it?
1980.
In the 1980s, should be a lot of money, man.
Well, I mean, then it eventually is worth it. The traveling all the way from Arochukwu to Lagos to pick up 500 naira
was worth it. But if you think about it, you know, at the time, if you think about it, it's still 500 naira.
Is it 500 naira? No, we need to go on a break. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back. We are set to say our bye-byes on the show today. Techie Talk focused on the impact of technology on you as a person, the impact, the innovation. The impact of technological innovations on your life as a person. And we've heard several stories, very interesting ones. And even the messages we cannot take, they are there.
Let me take this. This is quite hilarious. He says, if it was to be in a Yoruba Nollywood movie where things are working on like Nigeria, your aunt would have been whisked away by men jumping from a white bus to a psychiatric hospital.
I'm telling you.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man, it's not funny. That reminds me of one of the movies done by the late, I can't believe that. Sound Sultan. You know, the movie that had to do with mad people, that some people were caught and mistakenly mixed sane people with mad people. They now took them to the place and they were trying to explain this. So I'm not mad. How do you explain that when you find yourself in Aro or in Yaba
that you're not mad?
They give you uniform and they mix you up with mad people. How do you explain yourself in that situation?
He says,
I am not
uniform. We gotta go.
Yes,
before
indeed.
We get kicked out. Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. Today we talked about how that technology has impacted our lives, and for the best and the most part, positively, actually, even though sometimes there are actually some downsides to these technologies that we have come to embrace. But in the long run and in the wider view, we have accepted it because it has affected us positively.
That's right, indeed. Well, I mean, I enjoyed myself a lot. I can't stop laughing about the gentleman who said that
mom
had to travel
all the way from Aro to Lagos to pick up 500 naira.
By the way,
God bless technology.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
As of the 1st of January 1973, a pound was 2 naira, just to say.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so but we
We gotta go. Thank you, Lagos, Nigeria. I am Andrea Oduobi. Take care.
And I'm Collins. Rebecca.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless our homes.
And God bless the Federal Republic
of Nigeria.
Of Nigeria.